may think my fate is in vain, till Shiloh we chant Rastafari's name.
People, you are tuned to the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland and 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven serving Portland and 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours. Thank you for tuning in to the 601st episode of the Impact Sound. The sun is shining. I hope you're feeling good. Everyone's out there standing up for their rights, and I know you're among them. Thank you for tuning in to the Impact Sound. This is a very special episode. Later on, you're going to hear from Jesus Cruz, the director of the new movie Soul Searching documentary, documenting the sweet soul collector scene in California. Going to be coming next weekend to the Sonder Bar to bring that documentary to town. You're going to hear all about that later on. We got some brand new music from the Tribulizations. Talking's not really going to be my strong suit today. But to honor this meeting of the world with reggae and soul, we got Sam Cooke meets the Sound Dimension right here for you.
Thank you. Man, I'm
You are tuned to the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. We're going to keep this soul and reggae thing going with some soul food right here. Lynn Tate meets Lee Perry.
A recipe for soul food. Give me some soul, Basie. A skinful of drums. A tickle of ivory gladdy. A dash of scarehawks. Strings of lintate.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Portland's own Atlas Tattoo. The crew at Atlas has served Portland proudly for over 20 years with tattoos and lively banter. More information about Atlas Tattoo can be found at atlastattoo.com or in person at 4543 North Albina Avenue.
It's true. Make you do most anything. Hello, everybody. We are here for a special interview next Saturday, April 11th. You can come out to Sonderbar right here in Portland. There's going to be a very special event. There's going to be a screening of 3 different documentaries about Rare Soul, and there's going to be a bunch of DJs playing. We'll get into that, and it's going to be a beautiful evening. And right now on the line, we have Jesus Cruz, the director of Soul Searching. Can you tell us about the film and what inspired you as a filmmaker about Solero's Sweet Soul in particular?
So yeah, thank you for having me. My name is Jesus Cruz. I'm one of the co-filmmakers of Soul Searching. And kind of what got us into this whole world of Rare Soul record collecting was in high school, I had came across this CD called Lost Soul Oldies Volume 2, which was being passed around by some friends of mine. And when I listened to it, it was a whole bunch of soul music that I'd never heard before. So it was like nothing, you know, none of the mainstream stuff like Motown or Stax or anything like that. It was very... It sounded like raw. It sounded like, you know, straight out of the record, the recording. You can hear little skips and little pops in the songs. And that always kind of like intrigued me. And that got me into the, you know, what they called at the time, underground oldies. And I started asking around, like, who was making these compilations. And a buddy of mine, a photographer named Felipe Vasquez up here in the Bay Area, he was doing some of the album covers for some local collectors in San Jose, California. And so I decided to interview them. They were going by the Northern Soleros is the name of their group. And they, I also interviewed two other collectors named David Bird and Tommy Siquero, who I found out later were like heavy hitters in the collecting scene. And so it just stemmed from there. And I saw, once I put it up on YouTube, a year later, after completing, it just opened this whole world of collectors to me. And then they told me like, hey, if you want to keep this going, you need to interview Ruben Molina in Los Angeles because he's a Chicano soul historian. And sure enough, hit him up, interviewed his crew, and then I got to follow Ruben all over the world and just see how deep this scene is.
And speaking of how deep the scene is, can you kind of give us an overview, like, how is this Sweet Soul part of Chicano culture, lowrider culture? Like, how has all of this come together? Because you don't necessarily think about, you know, Black American music as being this right. part of Chicano culture.
Yeah, no, Ruben Molina, the main protagonist in the documentary, explains it well. He said that, you know, in the Chicano community, Mexican-American community, they didn't really have any scenes, like big music scenes. They had, like, individual artists. And then so that's what attracted, you know, Black soul music to them because they had a whole scene of soul. They had, you know, artists like Big J. McNeely. They had Johnny Otis, you know, a lot of the harmony vocal groups. And so growing up with, you know, the African-American Black culture, they kind of adopted their music into their scenes. And, you know, up now, like if you go to an oldies concert, especially here on the West Coast, you know, the 98% of the crowd is Mexican American. And a lot of, I just found out recently, like a lot of producers from back in the day didn't even know it was a big thing here on the West Coast until they came here for an event and they saw this huge wave of support of Mexican-American Chicano listeners. So, yeah, Ruben just said, like, you know, it was very important at the time. And in his books, he explains, and he also features all the artists and all the records that came into the community when he was growing up.
And you could actually see kind of some of the surprise of to find out there was such a big following in one of the films that'll be playing, Why I Love You, Meet the Ultimates. Can you talk about mm-hmm. the 3 different films that'll be happening on next Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to open up with 2 short films, and then our Soul Searching one is a feature-length documentary. It's about 1 hour, 8 minutes. The first one is called Tommy Siquero, El Mero Mero Viejo Solero, or just Viejo Solero, you know, the title's pretty long. And that's based on the collector Tommy Siquero in San Jose, from San Jose, California. Like I said, he was a big heavy hitter in the scene. And what happened was we started filming Soleros, which is a short documentary on these record collectors, It's on YouTube if anybody wants to check it out. El Filmero is a YouTube channel. But when we started filming that in 2012, I believe, and so we had all this footage. You know, we filmed all these, interviewed all these collectors, and then I lost the footage for about 10 years through a bribe that, you know, went down, and I didn't back it up at the time. You know, I was very kind of responsible in that way. And then, you know, 10 years later, I bought this new laptop, connected it, and got all the footage out, you know, backed it up three times over, and I started editing all the footage. And unfortunately, as in the editing process, Tommy passed away, so he never got to see it. And then David Byrd passed away and Robert Mendez passed away. So three out of the five people I interviewed passed away as I was completing the film, so they never got to watch it.
I mean, that's another reason why it's so important that all of this gets documented.
No, exactly. Oh, yeah. No, I learned. Yeah, that was a big learning a thing for me, and it was a very devastating thing for me. But the families have reached out. The families have came to the screenings, and, you know, they're very grateful that this material is out there now for, you know, as long as YouTube's going to be out. So they can see and hear their voices is what they've been telling me, like, anytime that they'd like. So that was kind of a, you know, tribute to them. So, yeah, that piece is only on Tommy, because as soon as he passed away, I decided to do this little short 7-minute piece on his interview. And then we also have Why I Love You Meet the Ultimates. It's about 17 minutes, and it's based on the group from West Philly called The Ultimates, who recorded this song called Why I Love You when they were teenagers. I believe they were about 15, 16 years old. And, you know, the song kind of didn't go anywhere at the time, and then like 50 years later, they discovered that they're popular in the West Coast. Like I said, the West Coast supports a lot of this obscure soul music, and so they kind of got a second wind, and they kind of got a, you know, a moment to really like take in, like, wow, like, this song really, you know, touched a lot of people. So that's a really cool documentary, and it complements so well with what we're doing on the rare soul scene. And then Soul Searching follows, for the most part, follows three collectors from Los Angeles, Ruben Molina, Aurelien Sepulveda, also known as Soleta 5150, and Josh Whitmore, who go by the Southern Soul Spinners in Los Angeles. And then when I started filming that, you know, the interviews, I thought it was just going to be just like Soletos. Okay, I'm just going to focus on these collectors. But then Ruben ended up going to Japan. I'm like, well, you know what? I should follow Ruben to Japan and, you know, kind of see how the scene is over there. Oh, Ruben's going to Liverpool. Well, let's go to Liverpool. And then we got invited to spin in London. So now we're filming in London. Now we're doing interviews at BBC in London. And I'm like, oh, man, like this is starting to take off. Like, this is getting a lot of exposure. So, yeah, that film is about that. And not only that, but we also, like we were talking about right now, we talk about the relationship of Black soul music with Chicano culture. We show kind of like the lowrider scene too, and how that plays in as well. And yeah, beyond the collectors that I interviewed, there's also a lot of archive footage of even the people that put out the Lost Soul Oldie CDs, which was a total like full circle for me.
And so, talking a little bit about the traveling you all did, it was really incredible to see, at least in the trailer. I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie. What is the reception worldwide to this? Is in England, I think, mostly of, like, there's the Northern Soul scene, of course, and that kind of thing, but I don't think about them, you know, really taking on Sweet Soul.
Yeah, no, it was, so we did a test screening in Liverpool. They had a Soul Weekender last year around June, and, you know, we kind of wanted to try it out, you know, since we're going to be there anyway, let's play it for them at the Soul Weekender. And man, the reaction we got was it was phenomenal. Like, people were emotional and they had tears in their eyes. And I didn't, you know, specifically think that this is a sad documentary or anything like that, but they expressed that the people I interviewed really expressed themselves, and this is how the people in England felt about this music. And there is a scene where Arlene says, like, hey, you know, I think the British came on vacation, you know, back in the, you know, 60s and bought all the records out and took them over there. And, you know, she goes, well, I'm buying them back and bringing them back home. And then one guy, one collector in the audience in Liverpool yelled back, "We're not going to give them back." You know, it's a really cool, you know, it was really cool for him to, you know, to be engaged and to say that. So they were, yeah, they really liked it. And then London, same thing, got a good reaction in London. We got a lot of coverage in London. Bandcamp did a piece on us. There's another newspaper. But yeah, no, they really liked it. And then Japan, oh my God, like Japan, I was surprised that the people in the crowd knew the lyrics to a lot of the songs that were playing. And a lot of songs that were played were, you know, were rare, you know, not mainstream. So they really did their homework. Ruben started playing songs in Spanish, and some people in the crowd knew the words and sang along. So that was like a big, like, you know, eye opener. Like, oh man, like, you know, music just, it brings everybody together.
And something that stuck out to me watching the trailer was they go out of the way to talk about the difference between collecting versus DJing and how they think consider themselves collectors, which right. I think feeds a lot more into kind of the mixtape culture and that. Can you speak a little bit to that and how these collectors view themselves?
Yeah, no, they definitely view themselves as strictly collectors. But, you know, if they're doing a gig, if they're playing like... you know, out of the country or somewhere like that, like in Japan, they consider them DJs, you know, that's just a, you know, I don't know if they specifically have a word for a collector, so they just kind of fall under the umbrella of a DJ, and, but no, a lot of these collectors, that's what they want to be known as, collectors, selectors, you know, because they're not really, you know, like remixing or mixing in or,
right.
You know, they're letting the whole song play out, and, yes, they're kind of reading the vibe in the crowd, but, yeah, I'd say that they, you know, they prefer collectors. But then again, like there's a new wave of people that are collecting that, you know, don't mind that label of DJ.
And again, this is going to be next Saturday, April 11th. You can mark your calendars. Kicking off early at 7 p.m. You don't want to be late for this. It's going to be DJ 7 to 8 and then all three films. That's the Tommy Siqueiro documentary, the Why I Love You Meet the Ultimates, and then capping off with Soul Searching, the feature-length documentary, and then DJs all night after that at Sonderbar. This is going to be a huge thing, and I don't know. I'm very excited to see a lot of people there. I think it's going to be a great night for this music in Portland. Anything you want to say to the people?
No, you know, we hope you come out. The way it's going to go down is, at 7 o'clock, we're going to have some of the collectors spinning for an hour. Then we show, two short movies, and then we'll take a small break with more collectors. That way people can get up, get some food, get some drinks. Then we'll close out with Soul Searching and then a Q&A session with myself, co-filmmaker Alex Pagano, and Ruben Molina will also be there, one of the protagonists. And then we're going to close out the night with more collectors. And I want to shout out all the collectors that are going to be there. We have Mr. Bubbles. We have Wax Villain. We have Soleto 4533. Laughing Boy from California. Selector T. And then Ruben Molina will be spinning as well.
It sounds like it's going to be an incredible night of sweet soul. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on your platform. We'll be right back.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Cascade Record Pressing. As the Northwest's only vinyl record manufacturing facility, Cascade is committed to serving Portland's independent recording artists and record labels. Cascade Record Pressing. Local manufacturing for local music. For more information, please visit cascaderecordpressing.com.
You are tuned to the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. It's quite a day in Portland. Let's leave it at that. It's quite a day. Got some brand new music here from all the way from the UK, the Tribulizations, with their brand new tune, Won't Stop.
Love me, baby. No, you can't. night. No fun and games for you this Friday night. Your daddy said your Max was alone in school. Well, he pays the bills, so don't you be a fool. For you're a young girl who's not yet on your own. See, young girls should not be allowed to roam. Listen to me, hear what I've got to say. Love will come your way one of these days. In just a matter of time, every little thing is gonna be fine. But you're a young girl who's not yet on your own. See, young girls should not be allowed to roam.
You are tuned to the Impact Sound. Hope you enjoyed that new music from the Tribulations. Tucked into that package when it arrived on my doorstep was a second record, just labeled Test Pressing. I have no idea what it is. Sounds real sweet. Looks like what they're going to be coming up with next, or coming out with next. I think it sounds like Rankin Joe, but, you know, eagle-eared listeners, you can give me a shout. Let me know what I'm missing here. But here's a little preview of what's coming out next on Tribiz Records.
Each and every day, you can hear what I say. I'm a someone either way. It was a kind of long time tribulation. Yeah, you hear me? Yo, people!
Why when the sun stops shining, It brings the clouds?
Did you hear that?
And why when the clouds say lightning, It brings the ground?
Sing it, son.
It's like my heart. With devotion,
oh, no, 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 no. say, each and every day by my son will lead the way coming down with me. Let me remind you, it was a cut alongside tribalization, swing with me. And you can be free, you know.
Has been another transmission from the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM. Our radio is yours. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. Huge shout out to Jesus Cruz for coming on and promoting his movie that is going to be happening next Saturday, 7 p.m. at Sonder Bar here in Portland. Going to be Soul Searching documentary getting screened with a few other documentaries and a whole mess of Sweet Soul DJ is going to be quite a thing to behold here in the City of Roses. Until we meet again, my friends, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, smash the fashion, no matter how hard they try, never let them get you down, because we know the better must come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been trying a long, long time, still I can't make it. Everything I try to do seems to go wrong. It seems I have done something wrong while they're trying to keep me down. Oh, God bless, no one curse. Thank God I'm not the worst. Better must come one day. Better must come. They can't conquer me. Better must come, yeah. I've been trying a long, long time, but I can't make it. No one to give me an helping hand, they only trying to keep me down. Oh, God bless, no one curse. Thank God I'm not the worst. Oh, my people can't see, they try to take advantage of me. Better must come, better must come.